Holly Cotton here, and you guys know that being a wellness expert, mental health advocate, just being the person that is trying to be the change in the community, I am so excited that I am partnering up with African American Male Wellness Agency. I have everyone here today that was at this event here at Greenhouse International Church Day. You guys missed out if you were not here. So first, I know that Jamail, you guys talk a lot about why it's important, why we should do this, what's the reason for, you know, you guys trying to tell African American males that they need to start being accountable for their health care, start being advocates. But what I want to do, because this is such a big event that you guys have coming up, I want to go back and rewind to how this started, because it's easy to sit up here and say, yeah, okay, and everybody's on the train now. Yeah. But the thought process that went into this, where you guys said, you know what, we need to start making a change. Yeah. Go back and tell me that story. And also Jamail Johnson, Executive Director of African American Male Wellness Agency. I told him it don't flow on my tongue. It's a lot of extra words, but it's okay. We're going to work with it.
You did good.
I did good. Okay. You did good. So Jamail, tell us how you guys came up with the idea.
Wow. I will say that it was divine, right? Mm-hmm. So in 2022, I happened to be on a podcast and we were talking about mental health and African-American men, mm-hmm. and how that's almost like oil and water, right? Mm-hmm. It's so taboo. And how can we get to a point where this conversation now is owned by our community? So I was a panelist and I just happened to be on the podcast with another panelist, which happens to be our CEO, Mr. John Gregory.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Didn't know him. He didn't know me. Mm-hmm. So we're talking and he talks about real man, real talk. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, we don't have anything like this in Houston. So I took it upon myself. You know, I start calling the corporate office and, you know, it took me a while, you know, because you don't necessarily pick up the phone and get the CEO on the first try. But when I first, you know, got him and start talking, I was telling him, hey, I want to bring that to Houston. And so he was like, okay. But, you know, that's one of the programs that we offer through our mental wellness initiative, through the African American Male Wellness Agency. He said, but really what we do is we bring awareness to preventable diseases with our Black Men's Wellness Day. It's like, all right, I'm talking about real men, real talk. Mm-hmm. So he was like, yeah, I got that, but our Black Men's Wellness Day, which is a 5K walk, this is really what we do. And so I was like, all right, man, I think you're missing me. I'm trying to get real men, real talk to Houston. And so he was like, well, you know, this year, he's still selling me on this. He's like, mm-hmm. this year we're expecting 30,000 people to come. And so I'm like, 30,000 people? I said, to a health fair? I'm like, in Columbus, Ohio?
Right. Do they have 30,000 people?
Right. And so, right.
And Black so, people at right. that, right.
I'm like, you know, I look at the Ohio State football mm-hmm. games, and I'm not counting 30,000. So right. what's really going on? And so he's like, you know what? Why don't you come out and see it? I was like, all right. And so he said, matter of fact, I'm going to pay for you to come. He said, just get somebody to come with you. So I called Donnell. Donnell was like, bro, it ain't no 30,000 people in Columbus. He said, you go and you find out and tell me about it. So, man, I get there, Holly. And, man, I jumped off of the plane and I seemed like I got dropped in a sea of Black people. I mean, it was exactly what he said. Mm-hmm. And it was 7 o'clock in the morning. And it was a line mm-hmm. of Black men waiting to get medically screened. And so I got on my phone. I got on FaceTime. Mm-hmm. And I said, cool, we got to do this. And the rest was history. Flew back in. Coop and I made some telephone calls. Got the people in our network that we knew were really passionate about this and could really help us make this a success. Mm-hmm. Brought them to the table. We had our first meeting. I think it was late September 2022. Yeah. And April of 2023, we had our first Black Men's Wellness Day at TSU at almost 5,000 people there. So the rest was history. So that's how the African American Male Wellness Agency got to Houston.
Okay, wow. Okay, let me borrow this because I'm coming over here to Donnell with my next question. But okay, look at me. I know the intel now. I feel special. And so, and I'm going to come back to you at the end, Jamail, just so you can also drop some of those statistics that you always say and you bring up as well about why it's important. But I know, Donnell, we're promoting, we're pushing huge right now, April 27th, mm-hmm. everything's going down in Houston.
Right.
As the Houston coordinator, can you give us some insight on what to expect if we go to the event and mm-hmm. why we should come to the event?
Well, first of all, we want to let everybody know that the event is free.
That part.
So again, April 27th, we're looking for not only Black men, but Black men and their families mm-hmm. To come out and be screened. Of course, our platform is intentional about Black men being screened, mm-hmm. but we will have screening for women. We will have screening for kids. We will have screening for seniors there as well. And so this is really like you're bringing the clinic to the community is what we call it, mm-hmm. And an opportunity almost like in a family reunion style setting. So again, we'll have screening going from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. We'll pivot around 9:30 and we'll actually do the 5K walk on University of Houston's campus. Last year, we did the 5K walk through Third Ward. Okay. But this year, we'll do the same walk that the Save a Dime March uses there on the campus. And again, we'll be through by 12 noon.
Okay.
But right now, we have over 75 vendors that are actually there on the premises that day. We have over 40 screening companies, partners, anybody from Johnson & Johnson down to Methodist that will be on the site with us. And so Black men are not being intentional about this space. We know that Black men are leaving we're leaving the world almost 12 years earlier than most of our counterparts. Mm-hmm. You can be a gym rat. You could be exercising every day. You could mm-hmm. be eating the best of food. You could be vegan. But are you going to the doctor? Mm-hmm. And so on this day, if nothing else, we want you to be intentional about that space. We literally have testimonies of men stating that I have more documented than my cell phone mm-hmm. or my car, my oil change, mm-hmm. when I do my my tire rotation, but nothing in my phone about my body.
Right.
And so we have men saying, thank you for bringing this event to Houston, because now I can leave empowered mm-hmm. about my numbers. And so again, we want everybody to mark their calendars, April 27th on the campus of the University of Houston. We want to thank the Timothy Fertitta School of Medicine who is hosting us. Mm-hmm. That's our access point to be on the campus. So definitely want to thank the medical school for being a part of this venture with us. And we're looking for years to come. That we will be able to testify of the 30,000 plus that joined us right here in Houston. So this year we're expecting over 10,000, and we would love for you. We know you'll be out there as
yes,
well.
Yes, you girls coming. You know, I'm also volunteering as well. Yeah, so yes.
So come check Holly out. She'll be interviewing our men as they come through the screening process mm-hmm. And gaining their testimonials of how was the experience. So we want to thank you for.
And you might be lucky, and I might even take your blood pressure. Because you know I am a registered nurse
as well. Yeah, so we're gonna put Holly on the red carpet.
Right, win a screening with Holly. Oh, exactly. I love it.
Hey,
I love it.
That.
I love it. Yeah, I love
so
it.
So please come out and check out Holly on the red carpet. We'll have her there at our registration area, making sure that we're being intentional about talking to men about their testimony. So thank you for the opportunity of being with us today.
Yes, of course. Okay, so last question, Jamail. Yes, let me come back to you. So I know also, as this is my own personal story of triumph as well, is, you know, I've been super fit, healthy, everything else. And then when I got diagnosed with breast cancer at 36, I was completely dumbfounded because I was like the epitome of what healthy was.
Right.
So for anyone who, like Donnell said, they don't even know, they don't have the numbers, they don't even know the importance of screening.
Yeah.
Can you just close out with just some statistics of why this is important and how people go so long without even knowing that they're at risk?
Yeah. Going back to what Donnell said, you know, men and Black men mm-hmm. specifically are dying 12 years before our counterparts. And that's just the national average, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you start to really look at some of the actual cities that we actually do this in, because mm-hmm. we actually walk in 18 cities across the country.
Mm-hmm.
Actually this year, our Black Men's Wellness Tour kicks off in Jackson, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just on a call this week and and one of the doctors in Jackson was talking about how the life expectancy for Jackson is 20 years
mm-hmm.
before everybody
Oh,
else.
I was thinking that when you said Mississippi,
yeah.
I knew.
Yeah, right.
I was like, oh, they dying.
Right.
But I'm from Louisiana, I already know.
Right. You know, but when you think about that, mm-hmm. you know, it really should bring some alarms mm-hmm. to go off, right? But oftentimes, you know, as even in the event that we had today, you know, while this lended us to a focus of finance and we or especially as Black men, we have this grind about us, right? You know, in the words of 2 Chainz, we riding around and getting it. But in that, we're not riding around and getting doctor's appointments. We're not riding around and getting screened. You know, so many of us are walking around stroke level and don't even know.
And don't even know you're at a risk, where a simple blood pressure screening could diagnose that.
You know, and that's why at every event, we have EMTs on site. We've had to actually send men out of the line, say, hey, brother, I know you want to go and walk. I know you want to go in line dance.
But you about this close to having a heart attack or a stroke.
Appreciate you for coming, but we got somewhere else we need you to go to.
Because
again, I think, you know, there are so many different factors. You know, we look at those social determinants of health. We look at, you know, maybe the white coat syndrome. We look at some of the historical things that have happened in our community. Men are just apprehensive.
And simple lack of health care as well. You know, because a lot of people, entrepreneurs, or they can't afford health care.
And one thing that I love about this, over the year, in 2023, we actually screened, you know, nationally over 5,000 men. And in that number, we found out that over half of them had elevated blood pressure and didn't even know it. And so now you think about this. This is not just the least of them, right? This is not just we're in meager earning communities. You know, these are people that are six-figure earners, right? These are people that have, you know, degrees, and they don't even know that I'm literally walking and at any point I can have a stroke. So this is important to us because, again, all of the work that we do, right, to make sure that Black men are healthy, are, you know, gainfully employed or upskilled and do all of this, and we're still losing them. We want to, and I'm grateful to be able to do this with my guy, you know, my brother, because, man, we do this every single day, you know, because we know the work that we do today is going to help save somebody else's life tomorrow, you know. So the statistics are scary, huh? You know, when you start looking at Black men who are dying from hypertension, strokes, we think about cancer rates. It's sad to say.
Diabetes.
It's sad to say.
Because people don't take diabetes seriously either.
You know, and I'm glad you brought that up. Coop mentioned one of our partners is Johnson & Johnson. One of the screenings that we are lucky to be able to have is a peripheral artery disease screening, where they actually measure blood flow, right? And so they're able to put a cuff on both arms, and then they're able to put cuffs on both legs to measure the blood flow, because African Americans are at the top of amputations.
I was about to say DVT, all of that.
And it's crazy. Everything that happens for everybody else, it happens 10 times to us. And so this is a intentional space where you can come for free. And I say that again, because even that screening, most insurance companies don't even approve it, because it can get up to $2,500.
Paying out of pocket.
And it's there for free. So don't miss this opportunity. This very well could be the day that your life is saved.
I love it. I love it. Okay. And I will have all of the information as well as their website and social media tags in the caption. So be sure to click, follow, and then hopefully we'll see you on April 27th.